already called two people with it.
About you, moving in and out you, a rose-colored red.
And relax now. Relax. Velma, relax. Moving within, without you. Moving all about you, a rose-colored cred.
All power to you.
There, Velma. Velma, I wasn't trying to...
Oh, I came back.
Yes, I think you have an understanding.
Well, I feel a lot better about this catastrophe now that we did that.
I think that we need to announce a critical software decision.
Londoners, listen.
We at Tantalan have had to address our technology's inadvertent creation of superhuman influence. Now that the blockchain has enabled a single individual to amass an amount of credibility which could bring the world to a physical end simply by request, without consequence to the user in question, we have had to ask ourselves some tough questions about the purpose of blockchain cred and our responsibilities as the creators of the codebase. There are no easy answers here. We'd hope that those who are rushing to judgment realize that no CEO in the history of the world has ever been in this position before. We take the trust our customers have vested in us very seriously. And so we'd like to take this chance to catch our customers up on the decisions that we've made, and some of the decisions our code has made as the result of our decisions. Essentially, we made a reflexive decision to hard fork the Tantalan code. Although this is a self-disruption which calls into question this company's authority to even call itself a dispenser of cred, the only option was to permit the creation of a super user who might not comfortably coexist upon the same earth as ours. As of this very moment, your system has already self-updated. And the chain survives, or you don't, and the chain loses relevance. So it's kind of an easy choice for you. Some trolls may argue that we've compromised our own immutability with this move, but we hope this fringe opinion won't be taken seriously. You might as well not think that way. Unfortunately, several self-modifying aspects of the code have continued to fork in the wake of our fork. We know it is happening, but we also find it difficult to understand the decisions being made, or how to measure consensus. Since we can no longer accurately determine which version of our own code is running at any moment, we've diplomatically decided that our tech support personnel is going to stop asking our customers which version of the code they're running as well. We've also hired governance admin. We know that community sentiment is against us on this one, and admit that in a perfect world, we could have seen a few more of the issues coming before our launch. But we'd also ask any of you, what would you have done in the same situation? In fact, we want you to repeat that question to yourself several times in a row until you can no longer hear the sound of my speaking voice. And again, there's no need for you to do anything else. No need to upgrade or track any issues that you're encountering. I'm glad I'm from the world. At hard moments like these, and I hope we can come together as a people even more than we already have. Don't worry. I'm not going away.